Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
It is Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. Monday and Wednesday, we talk apologetics, theology, how to defend the Catholic faith. Friday, we talk about whatever I want to talk about. Today, I thought it'd be fun to reminisce about what it was like when I was a lot younger, what it was like 30 years ago. And to help me do that, I have brought two people who are a lot younger than me. They've been on the podcast before. I'm super excited to bring them back. They are two of my kiddos. First up, we have Mr. Matthew Horn. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Now, how old are you, Matthew?
7.
All righty. And then we have the number two kiddo, Mr. Thomas Horn. Thomas, can you say hi?
Hi.
How old are you, Thomas?
5.
All righty. So here's what we're going to do today, boys. Today's show is called When I Was Your Age. All right. So, Matt, do you know how old am I? Do you know how old I am?
32.
You're close. How old do you think I am, Matthew? Thomas?
37.
That's right. I am 37. So.
Okay. Okay. Then if we go back 30 years, he would be 7 my age.
That's right. So 30 years ago, I was basically your guys' age. So what I wanted to do today on the show is I'm going to tell you what it was like when I was your age. All right. And it is a lot different. My life was so different than the life you guys have. 30 years, a lot has changed. So let me tell you a little bit about how things are different. First, when you want to watch a movie at home, what do we do to watch a movie? How do we watch a movie?
Well, usually it's like a family movie night. We look around and we try to find the right movie
Where do we look?
We look usually on Disney.
Uh-huh. And then how do we watch a movie? Do we just turn the TV on?
Yeah, with a remote control.
But that's not all. Like, we have to, like, turn it on, get onto the place where, like, there's a bunch of squares with stuff on them. And then we go around, and then when we find the right one, we click it, and then we get onto it. We wait a while, then we're on it. And there's this new movie. You might know it. It will sound familiar. It's called Dr. Stephen Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Are you allowed to watch that?
No, not till I'm 16, and I'm only 7, so I'll have to wait about 10 years.
Okay. But here's what... Now, when I wanted to watch a movie when I was your age, here's the thing. We could not go on a TV and do the little squares. Here, you can say it right here.
I know. Did you have to go to a library and, like, find the right movies, borrow it, and do that all stuff like Mommy did when she was your age?
Yeah, so we would go... You could go to the library. That's where you could get free movies. Or you went to a place called Blockbuster. And so you would walk...
That sounds like Dave and Buster's.
Did you say Blockbuster sounds like Dave and Buster's?
Yes.
Yeah, so Blockbuster, you would go there and you would walk all through the aisle and you would look at different movies and you would take out the movie. And the movie was in a box. It was in a thing called a DVD. What do you think a DVD looks like?
Well, it's like a round thing with, like, picture on it.
Oh, yeah, you have seen a DVD before.
Yeah. Can I talk real quick? What I can't under... There's something I can say. What is it called again?
Blockbuster?
Yeah. Was Blockbuster not free?
No, it wasn't free.
Then does that mean that Blockbuster's movies were better than the libraries because they weren't free?
No, they just had different movies. Like, they'd have newer ones.
Okay, then I would go to the library.
Oh, you're right, because it's free. So Blockbuster, we would go, and you would rent the movies there. And guess what? If you didn't bring them back on time, they charged you a bunch of money.
How much?
Like $1 million. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But they did charge
you. That is really not.
So here's the thing. So we would go there, or on the TV. Now, some people had cable. I did not have cable. My mommy and dad didn't have any of that. But you could have little antenna, these metal sticks that go up in the air, and there's TV waves in the air. And it would catch them, and it was really fuzzy and staticky, and you could sometimes watch free movies that way. But all right, but here's the thing. So when we do movies at home on the TV, You would do that on a computer. Or sorry, you're getting on the internet, right? What's the internet?
Well, the internet is something that runs the TV. Sometimes it says your internet is offline while we're watching a movie or an episode or something like that. Then I have to go back to the place where the blocks are, and I have to... So the blocks aren't just all of it. There's a place that I can get off the box, and I have to rummage through a place and find the right things, and then I have to press the button that gets me onto the thing. Well,
Thomas, what do you think? What's the internet, Thomas? What's on the internet?
It's electricity that keeps things going when things are supposed to have electricity in them.
Internet does use electricity. That's right.
Also, like, if my internet wasn't on, it would go, like, right off, and I would have to.
Well, here's the thing. So when I was your age, regular people did not have internet.
Okay, that could sound good, but it's actually pretty bad, I bet.
Yeah, so there was nothing. So when I was your age, you know, you see my phone here? Mm-hmm. First, we didn't have phones. Mm-hmm. When I was your age, kids definitely, maybe like grown-ups who were really rich had phones, but they weren't like this. But otherwise, kids did not have phones. Kids did not have internet.
Okay, that's not comfortable.
Wait, what do you think? What do you think of that? No phones, no internet.
That is not comfortable.
It's not comfortable. But you know what? It was actually kind of fun that kids would go out and they would wander the neighborhood.
Were you allowed to go to the library anytime you wanted and buy a movie?
I could. I actually, when I was your age, I lived right down the street from a library.
Oh, that's really fun, actually, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I lived right down the street, and I walked up a big hill and went to the library, and I would get books.
I think you'd better start getting... Okay, never mind.
Okay, so, but here's the thing, Matt. So we didn't have internet. I will say this, though. We had technology.
Yeah.
I would watch...
I know. Every state and every time sort of has technology, except for the time in dinosaurs and time in Adam and
Eve. Wait, what did you say? Every age?
Every age except for God's creation and that stuff and God's plan. Okay, I take it back, actually.
Well, no, you're right. Every age has technology with people, except for the time of the dinosaurs.
And the time when God did his plan. Is that right?
When he made the world, yeah. So I do miss that, Matthew. It was a nice time, but we did, sometimes I would play too much. I mean, I had what's funny is I had a Super Nintendo, and let me ask Thomas. So I played Super Nintendo. Here's what's funny about something that when you guys being little and me being little, it was a lot different. But one thing that was the same was we both played a lot of Super Nintendo. Thomas, what's your favorite Super Nintendo game?
Super Mario All-Stars.
You like Super... Why do you like Super Mario All-Stars?
Because I like its games and stuff.
You do. Thomas, Matt, what's your favorite Super Nintendo game?
Yeah, there are three I really like. Okay, I'll just say my favorite. Probably Super Mario All-Stars because, like Thomas, it's not really the same, but there are like four games on Super Mario All-Stars, and I can pick any one of them I like.
One of them has really high bosses.
Mm-hmm. So that's one thing we had in common. We played a lot of games. Let me tell you another game, though, when I wasn't on Super Nintendo, I would play with my friends. What? It was, here, come closer. It was called Pogs. Let me just explain this game to you. You had these little discs made of cardboard.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you had a heavy metal disc called a slammer.
Okay,
and
that so doesn't sound very comfortable.
You would slam the slammer down and the discs would flip over.
Okay, that sounds very uncomfortable.
And if they flipped over the right way, you won discs. And I had a very heavy 8-ball slammer and I won all the time.
Oh.
And that was called Pogs.
Okay.
Why was it called Pogs?
I have no idea, Thomas.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What if, did somebody ever like poke their finger by accident near it and they got slammed their finger?
Oh, did a slammer go on someone's finger? It might have, but usually we didn't do that. But I will say this, yeah, so we played Pogs. I still don't quite understand why we played that game. We ate something called Otter Pops.
Oh, those sound like popsicles.
They are like very candy water popsicles. They're super good.
Okay.
We went to a place called Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, that sounds good.
Does Chuck E. Cheese sound good to you?
I have no idea what it means.
It sounds like a little bit like mouse cheese. Were there mouses everywhere? I don't like
There was a big mouse. His name was Chuck. Charles E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese. No, he was just like pretend. And you would eat pizza and you could play games and you jumped in a big ball pit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was right. That was really fun.
So we would do that. And you guys have things we take you to like.
A big ball pit?
Yeah,
that sounds weird.
A ball pit. Would you? Okay. It's a giant pit filled with. Plastic balls. Does that sound fun to you?
Wait, were the balls hard or soft?
They're like plastic balls. They weren't super
hard. Okay. Did they sometimes pop and you got a little hurt? I can't say if they pop.
Yeah, let me give you something else we like to do. So another thing that we did that you guys also like also that it's the same, went to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's is like probably my like third favorite. It's like my sixth probably.
What do you like at McDonald's, Thomas?
It's really good. Is hash browns is really good.
Hash browns are so good.
Probably their hash browns are probably my favorite.
Let me tell you about the prices there. So in 1992, when I was your age, Matthew, they introduced the supersize me, where you could say, can I supersize it? And you could get an even bigger, like, fries.
That sounds really fun.
Let me tell you about the prices, how they've changed. So that was also, they introduced the supersize in 1992 and the apple pie, okay? Huh? Yeah, we don't get you that, really.
Apple pie? What? It sounds yummy.
Hey, I know what apple pie is. I've heard that in books.
Yeah.
And apples that are pie.
Yeah, it's apples put into a pie. So I should have here that the prices were a lot different, actually. So back then, you could get a Big Mac meal. It's called the number one. A Big Mac meal for $4.89.
Okay.
And now it costs $8.19. And so the price has gone up a little, but that's what's called inflation. Mommy and Daddy and a lot of other people are dealing with that right now, but the price is going up too much. And that's
inflation. Doesn't that happen to balloons sometimes when it like gets a little bit too much air?
Yes, Matthew. So when you put too much air in a balloon, it gets too big too fast and it pops. And when there are these people called politicians, they try to solve people's problems by giving more money. It's like when you put too much air in a balloon, the balloon will pop, right?
It will get bitter and bitter and bitter and bitter until the air bursts.
That's right. And so money is like air. And there's these politicians that put too much money into the balloon of the economy. And so it grows too fast. And there's too many dollars chasing too few goods. And that causes the prices to rise too much and makes mommy and daddy
frustrated.
Excuse me. Yes.
Do you think that the politicians must... Do you think that, like, if... Wait. Okay, never mind. I just forgot what I was going to say.
No problem. Let's go back to what it was like. Here's another thing. Let's talk about how there is change. Let's see here. Oh, remember when we used to go to Disneyland?
Yeah, I love Disneyland so much.
I used to go to Disney when I was your age. My family, we lived in San Diego. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad would take me to Disneyland. And we could park in the parking lot right by the front gate. Now that's California Adventure.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What is it called again?
Disneyland. Yeah.
Were you very near one or like? Let's say this is like 4,500 miles or like 20 or something
like
that.
We lived about 100 miles away from Disneyland.
I don't think I would drive that.
We used to drive that when we lived there.
Well, only now and then. We hardly ever
go. We just went we went once a month maybe.
Yeah, once a month. But we should go to Disneyland because it's been like maybe like a year or two before.
Would you like to go back to Disneyland, Thomas?
Yes, but I do not like California.
You don't like California? So it was about 100 miles away and we would drive up to Disneyland. And to show the difference there, one, we could park right up by the front of the gate where it's that parking lot is now California Adventure.
Right.
And number two, the cost. So to go to Disneyland for one day when I was your age, I'd be back in 1992. It was $31 to go.
I
one
think
day.
That's worth it, actually.
Yeah, it is worth it, Matt. How much do you think it costs to go today?
$40?
today, Matthew, for a one-day ticket at Disney, the original Disneyland, it's about $100 or $115.
I thought it was $100.
Yeah, it's about $100. Now,
why did they put that money high?
For the grown-ups listening, you have to adjust for inflation. So a $31 ticket in 1992 would be about $64 today. So it basically cost the equivalent of today's dollars. If you went in 1992, it was $60. But today, it felt like paying $60 when I was your age. Mm-hmm. Today, it's like $120. It's like twice as much.
One second. Sorry about this, but I
forgot. You're okay.
But I'll be entertained. Nope. So,
let's see.
Wait,
one second.
Sorry.
All right, so that was Disney, and that was a ton of fun. Let me see my notes here. Anything else in the year 1992? Oh, in 1992, probably the biggest thing happening in the news. So when I was your age, Matt, it was about seven. There was this big, big storm called Hurricane Andrew.
Wait, I think I know that. I think I know that.
I know what hurricane is when water goes up and it spins around.
Uh-huh, that's called a hurricane. That's right.
Wait, in a book called Jack and Annie, you might know that, maybe not. Anyway, in a book called Jack and Annie, so they were in a magic tree house. They got to this place in the time back then. It's called Texas, where we are right now, actually. Well, not where we are here.
Oh,
here.
Was that the book?
And then,
it's the book about the Galveston.
Yeah. And then like a huge wave. So and guess what?
Here, let's let Thomas try.
They tried to tell people, but they didn't believe them.
No, because here's why. They expected a storm, but not a hurricane. Because let me tell you why. Back then, I'm not sure if this really happened. Did this happen?
Well, there was a hurricane.
Yes, that happened, maybe. We don't exactly know, really. But they didn't have weather bealers very well back then.
They couldn't predict the weather.
So it just washed out. Want to know how much it washed out?
How much?
The entire island in Texas. It's like huge. And it stormed. Want to know how long it stormed?
How long did it storm?
A day and a half, maybe.
Oh, wow. So yeah, that was the Galveston hurricane. And oh gosh, that must have been maybe over 100 years ago. I should probably look that up to be able to see.
Hey, Dad, also, you could look in my speaker with me.
Well, hold on, boys. I'll just finish this up. That's good you guys know what a hurricane was. So I remember when I was your age, I remember watching the news and seeing Hurricane Andrew was the most destructive storm by that point. Like, I remember watching all the news showing all these houses that had just been destroyed in Florida because of that big hurricane. So
how
that was a big thing.
Is Florida the biggest state in the world?
Florida is not the biggest state in the world. It's a pretty big state in the U.S.
Okay, do you think the Galveston hurricane was bigger than the other hurricane?
I'm going to have to look that up. Well, we're coming near the end of our time together, so can you guys say bye to everybody?
Bye.
I hope you had a good time.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
It
was fun.
I hope you have a good time too.
Oh, what do you want to say, Thomas?
Bye, I hope you have a good time too.
Thank you guys. It was fun talking about that. Maybe we'll do another show where we talk about what it was like when I was your age. So thank you guys, and thank you all for listening, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.
If you liked today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrentHornPodcast.com.